Good morning. Happy Father's Day to all the men this morning. Luke chapter 15 this morning. Luke chapter 15 this morning. I got brought back to a scripture here after Wednesday night. I was in this same piece of scripture here, and I got back on it as I remembered as it was Father's Day coming up, and I thought about the father here as his son was just the prodigal son here. He went out, went a little wayward, and how he come back. And I just got to remembering how that father was to his son. And it's not only the scripture we're going to be in. I'm also going to look in Ephesians chapter 5 here shortly once we get there. But Luke chapter 15 this morning, starting in verse 14 this morning, if you'll stand with me as we reverence the reading of God's word. Luke chapter 15 and verse 14, the parable of the lost son is what it is. The title of my message this morning would be A Compassionate Father this morning. If you're a father in here this morning, you should be compassionate, not this morning. You should be compassionate toward your spouse, toward your kids, toward your family. You should be compassionate this morning. I want to look here in Luke chapter 15 again in verse 14. The Bible says, "And when he had spent all that there arose a mighty famine in that land and began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, And when he came to himself, he said, "How many hired servants my fathers have bread enough and to spare? I perish with hunger. I will rise and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants." And he arose and came to his father. But he was yet a great way off. His father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and no more worthy to be called thy son." But the father said to his servant, "Bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. And bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found," and they began to be merry. Let us pray. Lord God, I love you this morning. God, I thank you this morning, Father God. Father, I thank you for this story here you taught us about, Lord God, that you spoke this morning, God, that you brought to us this morning, God. I thank you to see how a father this morning was so compassionate, Father God, in this story. But God, I thank you I serve a compassionate God this morning, God. The one that's got compassion on his lost, on the lost. Father, he's got compassion on the saved this morning. You got compassion this morning, God, as we mess up. Father God, I can come to you this morning, and I'm thankful for you that you're the King of Kings. You're the Lord of Lords. You're the Father of all fathers this morning, God. Father God, I pray my life represents you. Father God, I pray my life aligns with you. Father God, I pray this morning every man in this place, everybody in this place, Father God, I pray that their life aligns with you this morning, Father God. Father God, I love you, and Father God, I thank you, Father God, for every father, for every parent, for everyone in this room this morning, God. Father God, I'm thankful for today's Father's Day, and it's an opportunity to recognize you, the Father of all fathers and our earthly fathers, Lord God. Father God, I pray you wrap the ones up this morning, Father God, that's hurting a little bit this morning with their father not here. God, I pray you wrap them up and give them a peace this morning, God. God, you fill the void this morning, Father God, as they're missing their father. Father, I pray they look to you this morning and cling to you, Father. Yes. I pray this morning, God, you just be with them. Father God, I pray for and thankful for the fathers that's in this place this morning, the ones that are still here. Father God, I pray if a kid or if a family member has an ought with them this morning, God. Father God, I pray that they find themselves asking for their forgiveness this morning, God. I pray that they find the healing, they find the forgiveness in it this morning, God. Father, that they love their father this morning, Father God. For the one that's not being an example this morning, maybe sitting on the couch or still laying in the bed this morning, God, I pray you get them up, Father God. Father God, and to be an example in the house, Father God. Father, to be an example as a Christian husband, as a godly husband, as a godly father this morning. I pray you get them up out of that place this morning, God, and get them in the house of the Lord. Father, I love you, and Father God, I thank you. Again, bless the reading of this word. Father God, and be with the message. In Jesus' name I ask, in Jesus' name I pray, and all God's people say, amen. Amen. You can be seated this morning. This morning I can see that this morning, if you're a father, you should have compassion. This morning, I see that here the lost son, he went and he spent all of his inheritance. He asked his father for all of his inheritance, and he got it, and the father gave it to him, and he went out and he spent it just however he wanted to. He just went ahead and just blew it. He just blew it on whatever he wanted to this morning. And I can say that if it was me this morning, I'd probably be mad. I'd probably be mad if I gave my kid everything that I had to give her and she went out and just blew it. I'd probably have a little madness. I'd be a little angry this morning, as rightly so. And some of you probably would be too. But I want to look here at a compassionate father. I want to look at what Scripture says this morning. How are we supposed to have compassion? How can we have compassion this morning? I want to say the first thing I see is we have to lead like God this morning. How can we have compassion? We have to lead like God this morning. Look here with me. It said he had anticipated his return this morning. The Father anticipated his return this morning to lead like God. You know, Jesus anticipates our return as lost people. He anticipates our return this morning. Let's look here in Romans chapter 2 and verse 4, if you'll go with me there. Romans chapter 2 and verse 4, the Bible says, "Or despise thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance." Jesus leads us this morning. He anticipates our return as lost people. When we're lost, he's anticipating our return this morning. If we've walked away from him, if we've gotten away from him, if we've just started doing our own thing, we walk away from Jesus, he anticipates our return this morning. Look with me here in Scripture where the Father anticipated the return. He said in verse 19, and I'm no more worthy to be called the son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose. He was coming to his father, and he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him. He anticipated his return. How do you know he anticipated it? Well, I know that it said he was a great way off. He was a long ways off, and the Father saw him coming. Hey, the Father saw him coming. We have to lead like God. We need to anticipate the return this morning. We need to anticipate the return. Is your kid in your life? Is he or she gone wayward this morning? Is your family this morning? Is it going wayward this morning? Anticipate the return this morning. We should lead like God. I see that this morning that he anticipated his return. But I also see that not only should we lead like God and we anticipate his return, but I see in the verse this morning that he had compassion on him. We should lead like God. God has compassion on me and you this morning. Hey, look here, he said in verse 20, and he was a great way off. His father saw him and had compassion, and he ran and he fell on his neck and he kissed him. Hey, this boy just went out, spent all that he had. He just took everything that his dad gave him. He just went out and blew it. He didn't have no care. He just took it all, and he took off and he spent it all. And when he got back, he realized he messed up, and the daddy come and he ran to him. How many of you going to run this morning to Jesus? How many fathers in here is running to Jesus this morning? How many fathers is in here running to Jesus this morning? How many of us are in here this morning and we're running to Jesus? How many of us are having compassion this morning? How are we all in tizzy because our kids are wayward? Maybe our marriage ain't the way it's supposed to be. How many of us this morning are running to the people of this world, running to things of this world instead of Jesus Christ this morning? How many of us are not looking to Jesus? How he had compassion this morning. If you'll turn with me to Psalms chapter 86 and verse 15. I want to look here how the compassion that Jesus has on us. Psalms chapter 86 and verse 15, the Bible says, "But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy and truth." I see that this morning Jesus Christ has compassion on me and you this morning. Father, we as dads this morning, as fathers this morning, we should have compassion this morning. We should have compassion for our family, for our kids, for our spouse. We should have compassion as Jesus had compassion for you, me and you this morning. I see not only does we should lead like God by anticipating the return and having compassion this morning, but I see we should lead like God. We should love this morning. I see the Father here, he loved his son. He loved his son enough this morning that when he came back, he said he ran to him and he fell on his neck and he kissed him. And he said, and the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and I am no more worthy to be called thy son. I'm glad Jesus has compassion. I'm glad Jesus loves us. I'm glad Jesus saw that, hey, I was a sinner and I needed saving, and that he had compassion to save me. I'm glad that he didn't tell me I wasn't worthy to be a son. When I'm not worthy to be a son, but he saved my soul. He saved your soul this morning. Hey, Father, has he saved you this morning? For the ones that'll tune in on this on the internet this morning, wherever you're sitting at this morning, hey, God's got compassion on you this morning. God loves you this morning. He loves you even though we mess up daily, even though we mess up and we don't do what we're supposed to do daily. God loves us. He has compassion on us. Dad, I understand we ain't perfect. We like to think we are. We like to tote the load. We don't like to cry. We don't like to see that we've been defeated. We don't like to show our kids, our spouse, that hey, we've been defeated or we've done something wrong. We like to tote that load. We like to sometimes not allow God to see, which he sees it anyways. We try to keep it from God that we've messed up, that we can't take a load anymore. Hey, I understand our kids look at us as we're the best of the best, that and we can do anything, and that there's nothing that we've hung the moon. I understand our kids look at us like that, but I'm telling you this morning that we ain't those people. We ain't those people. We don't have to strive to be somebody we're not. We just have to be like Jesus Christ. Hey, if you just be full of Jesus, and you show your spouse that you're trying to be full of Jesus, and you show your kids that you're being full of Jesus, hey, that's all your kids need to see out of you, is who you're trying to represent as Jesus Christ. If you're showing them anything but Jesus Christ, you're teaching them the wrong way. You should love like Jesus this morning. Look with me here. The dad loved his son here. He said, but the father said to his servant, bring forth the best robe. Look, he done gave him everything he had. He done gave him all of his inheritance. He said, but bring forth the best robe, put it on him, put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring here the fatted calf and kill it and let us eat and be merry. He said, bring it to him. He said, I know I've done given him everything. Sometimes we think God's given us everything. We think sometimes God's given us everything. We act like this son here. We just run out. As a dad, I'd like to think that I'd be a little compassionate. I'd like to know that I hope I'd be a little compassionate. Give them everything. Give them everything. And they run away and they run wavered. How many parents am I talking to in this place this morning? How many out there has got a kid wavered this morning? You giving up on them. If they came back home right now, you wouldn't give them a dime. Get out of my house. Get out of here. You've done did everything. You done threw my name in the dirt. You done spent all I had. I'm just giving up on you. Lord, I'm thankful I serve a God. Don't give up on me. I'm thankful I serve a risen Savior. Don't give up on me. I'm thankful he don't look at me and said, you ain't welcome here anymore. You ain't welcome in the kingdom of heaven. You've spent all I had. You've done all that you can do. You've run my name in the dirt, all you can run it. And I'm thankful that I serve a Savior who says, come on home. Got compassion. He loves me this morning. What daddy am I talking to this morning? You've gotten hard. You've gotten callous. You've letting your heart just be bitter. You've done all these things. You just shun your children away. Who am I talking to this morning? You got a kid on your mind this morning that you ain't showing love to no more. They may not even be your kid. Who am I talking to this morning? Thankful the Lord didn't do that to me. When he could have. He could have done it to you this morning. He could have done it to you this morning. If you say he could have done it to you this morning. But he chose to save me. He chose to save you this morning. He chose to give his life for you this morning. We must lead like God. So now the next point I see that how can we have compassion? How as a father this morning can we have compassion? My next point is we must love like God. Turn with me in Ephesians this morning in chapter 5 as we'll look here. We must love like God. Ephesians chapter 5, I'm going to read a few verses. Verse 21. It says, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husband in everything. And verse 25, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ has also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having a spot or a wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. In verse 28, so ought men to love their wives as their own bodies, and he that loveth his wife loveth himself. And look here in Ephesians 6, chapter 6 and verse 4, and ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. This morning I see we must love like God. Who should we put first in our life? We should have Jesus Christ first in our life. To love like God, you got to have Jesus as number one. To love like Jesus, you got to have him as number one. If you don't have Jesus as number one, you cannot love like Jesus this morning. If you've got everything else in your life above Jesus Christ, you are not loving Jesus first. You're loving the things of this world. If you love your money, if you love your spouse, if you love your kids, if you love your work, if you love all these things before Jesus Christ, it's wrong this morning. We must love Jesus Christ first this morning. Then we should love our spouse second this morning. Listen to me, men. I ain't been married but 5 years. Amen. We've been together for 9 or 10. But I've been married for 5. Thank you, Lord. Love your spouse second. You said, man, you ain't been married long enough to know it. I tell you something. You love your spouse. You love her second, and you put God before it, and God will work everything out. I do know that much. Hey, I don't know. I know when you start putting things in front of God, you start having hiccups. I'm telling you, five years, you don't think I ain't been a hiccup? I'm sure, I know there has. Oh, Satan, he'll get in that marriage. You just get home from work one day and bite at your wife one time. Pop off to her one time. Then you have a kid and you let stuff get in front of the way of God. Put something else in front of God and see how you respond to your kid this morning. Who am I talking to this morning? It got quiet. Who am I talking to this morning? What do you got in front of you? What do you got in front of Jesus Christ this morning? We must love our spouse second this morning. Look with me in Ephesians 5, 25. Husbands, love your wife, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. He told us to love. Fathers this morning, husbands this morning, he told us to love our spouse as he loved the church and gave his life for it. That's a lot of love, because Jesus gave his life for you and me this morning. That's a love that me and you can't fathom this morning. That's a love that this morning that we still are trying to wrap our minds around why he went to the cross of Calvary and died a death for you and me that we should be dying. That's love this morning. That's a love this morning. He said, husbands, love your spouse like that. Love them this morning. But you should love them second. Love your spouse this morning. Hey, if you've got family in front of your spouse, you're going to have something wrong. If you got kids in front of your spouse this morning, you're going to have something wrong. Hey, if you got your workplace in front of your spouse this morning, if you got that money in front of your spouse this morning, if you got whatever hobby you like to do in front of your spouse this morning, hey, eventually something's going to go wrong. Hey, you want to see your marriage tear apart? Go out there and don't pay no attention to your wife and see what happens. Come home, go to bed, lay beside her, get up, do it again the next morning and see how long. Won't be long. Love your spouse second. Look at verse 28, what the Bible says. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He said, love your spouse as your own self. He said, because he that loveth his wife loveth himself. So Scripture's telling me this morning, if we don't love our wives as ourselves, we don't even love ourselves. That's what Scripture just said. He said, so ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. You don't even like yourself if you don't love your wife this morning. That's what Scripture says. You say, well, I like everything I'm doing. I like living this lifestyle. I like doing this thing I want to do. I like doing what I want to do. You don't love yourself this morning. Eventually you're going to look back in the mirror and you're going to be full of regret. You're going to be full of guilt. You're going to say, I wished I would have done this. I wished I'd have been a better father. I wished I'd have been a better husband. I wished I'd have got my family in church. I wished I wouldn't have showed my kids how to do dope. I wished I wouldn't have showed my kids how to drink alcohol. I wish this, I wish that. What are you teaching your kids this morning? What are you showing them this morning? Hey, I can tell you the world's showing them plenty of things out there this morning. What are you showing them at home? What are you showing them at home? When they come home, they need to be showed Jesus Christ. The world's showing them things out there that they shouldn't even be seeing. The world's teaching them things that the kids shouldn't even be teaching. Taught. There's some kids in here running around first, second grade saying words me and you probably didn't know until we was in high school. It's being taught at home. What are you teaching at home? You should love your spouse second. Love like God, we should love our kids third. Ephesians 6:4, it says, and you fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Raise to love your kids. Third, love your children. Hey, I tell you, this old cell phone right here, it'll get in the way of your family time quick. It'll get in the way of your family time quick. You get over there and in that recliner on that couch and that kid running around, and I'm talking from experience, by the way. That little girl run up and say, Daddy, 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 and I'm over there just a scrolling. You know what I'm doing? I'm letting time pass when that's time with her. Put that phone down. I'm talking to myself. Put that phone down. Spend it with your family. Spend it with your spouse. I've been working on that. Put that thing down. It ain't got nothing on there. Facebook Marketplace can wait. The drama on Facebook, it can wait. Streaks on Snapchat, they can wait. Put that phone down. Love your kids. Show them Jesus Christ. Hey, I'm telling you, every minute that we take away from our child, every minute that we're not sharing Jesus or showing them how to love like Jesus Christ, how to love like God, showing them how we should be in our home, showing how a parent should live, showing how showing them how we're supposed to align our word with God is just something else the world's filling in with it. That's time the world's filling back in with it. Love your kids second. To love like God, how can we have compassion? We love like God. We love our spouse. I see. We must love our kids. He said, fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Hey, fathers, how many of you provoke your children? How many of you like to provoke your children? How many of you like to stay on them so hard that they get mad and they want to run away from home? How many of you provoke them enough that they say that I just commit suicide. My family don't love me. Y'all don't think that's true. Brother Bradley, how many times we heard that, brother? You get there and they got a rope around their neck where they try to hang yourself because the parents have been on them so hard. Who am I talking to? I go out and they rather just go out and do dope. Because that world will love them. They'd rather go out and drink that alcohol because those buddies will love them because they ain't getting none at home. I go out and hang out with this rough crowd. I don't need Jesus Christ because the world's teaching them that, hey, they don't need Jesus Christ to be loved. But they got to have it. They got to have Jesus. Fathers, love your kids. If not, the world will. Satan will. Love like God. I see, lastly, we should love our family and everyone else after that. should fall into place. If you'll love God first, everything else will line up the way it's supposed to love. We should love God first. We should love our spouse or our kids the way God loves us. Look with me here. How can we have compassion this morning? We should lead like God. I see we should love like God. But I see this morning we should leave a legacy like God this morning. To have compassion this morning, I see we should leave a legacy like God. How does your wife view you this morning? How does your spouse remember you this morning? How does she view you this morning, husbands? If you're married in this place, how faithful are you to your spouse this morning? How does she see you right now? Do a heart check. Check yourself. Study yourself. It's quiet. It's quiet. Who does your spouse see you as this morning? Does she see you as the husband that comes home after a long day's work, walk to the fridge, grab a cold beer, pop it open, get to your recliner, sit there, kick back, and drink till it's time to go to bed? Does she see you as the spouse that sees you come in, long day work, you just start biting her head off and ain't nothing your fault, and you just rail on her and rail on her and rail on her like she ain't worked all day either? Or does your spouse see you this morning as a godly man? Does she see you teaching your kids how to love like Jesus, how to be like Jesus Christ? How does your spouse see you as this morning? I'll show you what the Bible says. I keep saying this to the fathers because the Bible says, and you fathers provoke not your children, in chapter 6 and verse 4 of Ephesians, and you fathers provoke not your children around, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Whose duty is it to teach their kids about Jesus Christ? What does the Bible say? It says you fathers. Mama's going to show them grace. She's going to show them Jesus. But daddy, it's your obligation to come home and show your kids and to show your spouse how to love Jesus Christ. The Bible says it. And you fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. It says fathers. It don't say mothers. It says fathers. Don't get mad at me. Get mad at him. That's just what he says. How does your spouse, what legacy are you leaving for your spouse this morning? If you was to die today, what would your wife say about you? Leave a legacy like God. This morning, I'd say, leave a legacy like God. How can we have compassion? What kind of legacy will you leave? Who does your kids see you as this morning? If you die today, what would your kids say about you? My dad wasn't no good. He wasn't ever around. He just done this. He just done that. Or my God, my dad, yeah, he was in the house of the Lord. He served his church. What kind of legacy are you leaving for your kids this morning? What kind of legacy are you leaving for your family this morning? I'm telling you, Jesus left a legacy that we all should strive after. Jesus left a legacy on this earth that we all daily should pick up our cross daily, and we should strive to be like Jesus Christ. Does life get in the way? Yes, life gets in the way. Things happen. Things come our way. But how are we living? What does our legacy look like to our family? Oh, he wasn't a family man. He wasn't a family man. He lived his life at work all the time. Hey, folks, one day you'll retire and work, it'll replace you. One day work will replace you. You let something happen to you and see how fast they got somebody in the door. Job posted, needing an employee. Now hiring. God's had a sign out there forever written in this book. He's got a Bible out there looking for people to raise their children, to raise their homes up. He's looking for people to sign up under Him this morning. He's looking for daddies. He's looking for parents this morning. He's looking for children. He's looking for you this morning. He's got a warning out there for the lost that's saying, hey, if you don't know me, you'll die and you'll go to hell. But we'll take that job that's going to keep us away from every bit of that. Who does your family remember you as this morning? What kind of legacy are you living? Are you got compassion this morning? But I want to say this morning, who does your friends remember you as this morning? What kind of legacy are you leaving for them? When they come by and if you passed away today and you come by and they come through this line and they saw you lying in a casket, what would your friends say about you? Oh, at work, he wasn't the same way he was at church. He put a mask on when he came to church. Or he was a faithful guy. Man, that man, he shared Jesus Christ to us. I ain't stood but behind one casket and had to give words behind it. But Brother BJ, how hard is it standing behind a casket you don't know where that person's at? You don't hear them people coming by and talking good about. You don't hear them. Everybody thinks they die and go to heaven. That ain't the case. What kind of legacy are you leaving this morning? What legacy are you leaving this morning? Is it showing compassion? Is it showing a life of Jesus Christ this morning? Fathers, where are you at this morning? What do you have in front of you? What do you have in front of God this morning? As the worship team comes up, it's time of invitation. I want you to examine your life. Some of you will sit there and say everything's all good and your home life is in shambles and then you got your kids that you've done threw out and you ain't got nothing for them. But you need to be here this morning praying. Be like that father this morning that had compassion on his son. Even though he went out, wasted everything he had. Have that compassion. Examine yourself. Ask yourself, what kind of legacy do you think you're living right now? You're leaving behind. What kind of legacy are you making right now? Every day we live is a day we're leaving and making another piece of our legacy. What are you leaving behind? Lord God, I love you, and Lord God, I thank you. God, I thank you for every man in here. Father God, allow us to examine our lives this morning. Search us, Lord, and show us this morning, God. Father, show us what kind of father we are this morning. Father God, show us, Father God, how we can have compassion for our spouse, for our kids, for our families, for our friends, Lord God. God, I see in the Bible, you had compassion on us. You've got compassion on us, Lord God. God, I pray this morning, Father, you search us. Father God, I can't ask you to search everybody, but search me, oh Lord. Father God, I pray they're saying the same thing. Father, thank you this morning. Father God, I pray you be in this invitation, Father God. Father God, and we find ourselves just being faithful to you. Father, I pray we find ourselves this morning lining up with the word this morning. Father, I love you. Father God, I thank you. It's in Jesus' name I ask. In Jesus' name I pray, and all God's people say it.